worship the King of Kings, our Maker. He's exalted. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you. My song will be hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We praise your name. We sing all together. Lord, we lift you. Oh, be lifted.
God, we praise you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Who is like unto thee, O God, amongst the gods? None like you. No name like your name. No power like your power. Father, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your peace, for your protection, your provision, your peace which passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. For there is an enemy so much stronger than we are. But Lord, your mercy, your grace, your empowerment causes us to stand strong and mighty, subduing that which was bigger and greater than us, all because of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places are subject to us because we carry your light and your glory in our lives. Oh, be lifted up. Most High God, be lifted up. We lay our crowns before you. We say, have your will, God, in our lives. This life that we have, you gave it to us. And no one can take it from us. These blessings that we enjoy, they all come from you. And will not be taken from us. Be magnified, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord. God, oh glorious God, we praise your name, we lay down our crowns as we worship you, oh glorious God, we praise your name. time of glorious God. Great Jehovah, thou art worthy, Almighty God, thou art worthy, Abba Father. Do you know that song? Sing it. Thou art worthy, O great Jehovah. Thou art worthy, Almighty God. Thou art worthy, Abba, Father, thou art worthy, Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord. You are worthy, O God, of our worship. You are worthy, O God, of our praise. Let's sing that one. You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our praise. Know that one? You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our praise. I don't know how to sing it, but I know it. Huh? Oh, yeah, sing that one. Sing that one. Worthy of our worship. Worthy of. That's the one.
All my spirit, all my soul, until my voice re-echoes, you're worthy of my worship, worthy of my praise. From my spirit to my soul, until my
you are worthy of my worship,
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so very much. Great job. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, guys. Praise the Lord. In just a moment, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. You may be seated in the interim. So thankful for the powerful, special meetings that we had with Prophet Paul Amé. I do believe that everyone, directly or indirectly, was impacted powerfully. On one of the nights, he shared a powerful word about the blessings of the Lord. I'm sure you remember that. Amen. And it was very, very precise and impactful. And I felt in my spirit that we needed to have that put in your hands so that it's in your Bible or in your fridge or somewhere that you can look at it often and pray through it. You can have it in your car and you go through it and pronounce those blessings of God on your life. Now, I don't want you to just proclaim the blessings, but I want you to see that there are statements God made that made it possible for those blessings to come on your life. Amen? So I'd like to place these in your hands. But I'd like for you to do something. Rather than just place it in your hands, and you know, sometimes we don't value something if we don't invest in it. Amen? And I don't want you to hold this in a valueless place. It's easy for me to just give it to you. But I'd like for you to sow something, whatever. Whether it's $1 or $10 or whatever. And I want to place this in your hands today before you leave. Amen? Praise the Lord. You're quiet. Because I said you should invest something. So I'm going to say it again. I'd like you to have this. And there is, he gave us 7, I added an 8th, the multiplied blessing. Amen? Because God wants the multiplied blessing in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So today, before you leave, I'd like you to make certain that you take 1, 2, 3, but sow something as a point of contact. Amen? 0 times 0 is what? 0 times 10 is what? 0 times 1 million is what? It's a trick question. So, if you invest nothing, it doesn't matter. You get nothing. Praise the Lord. 1 times 1 is what? 1 times 10 is what? Ah, look at that. Once you put something, you get a result. If you sow zero, don't expect a harvest of a crop except for weeds. The earth will yield something. Are we together? If you sow nothing, the earth will still, because it is its nature to release, it will give you weeds. It will give you something. But it will not be what you want. So today, focus your attention on receiving from God. Amen? So the blessings of God can be multiplied in your life. Did you hear me? All right. Are you going to do that? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to help somebody. Well, I'm going to have Mama come and lead us in our time of prayer. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Today we're going to talk about things that have to do with priorities and stuff like that. God has something good in store for you. Did you know that? You need to lay claim to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, while she comes, I want us to do one more thing. We're going to pray over these. Heavenly Father, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that takes a hold of this, let your bona fide blessings come upon them. They pursue after them and overtake them. Surprise your sons and your daughters. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And those of you seated, you can rise and stretch your hands and pray for the family of God. Father, we thank you for another glorious day that you've given to us. None of us have made a day, but you have made day for us. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is not the day of sorrow, of sadness, of weakness, of sickness, or disease, but it's a day of joy, a day of strength, a day of power, a day of sound mind, a day of the glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord has filled the whole earth, and we connect with your glory. Thank you for all our families. Thank you for all our biological children, our spiritual children, our partners, extended families, friends, even our enemies. They are all your children. Father, draw everyone to you. Cause them to know you. Cause them to walk with you. Cause them to be faithful to you. Cause them to follow your ways. Follow the path of the righteous. For righteousness, we exalt their life. For righteousness, exalt a nation. And sin is the reproach. Father, touch our hearts, that we will hate sinful ways and we will love your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, make every child of God that hear the sound of my voice authentic child of God, authentic Christians, people who are Christ-like. In the mighty name of Jesus, Savior, save all those that are backsliding in our families, our friends. Draw them back to the cross. Draw them to your amazing grace. Draw them to your amazing love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless our day and our week and our month, and may your name be glorified. Pray for everyone. This prayer is for everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life. This is all our portion. In the land of the living, we thank you for your mighty works. Thank you for divine health. In the mighty name of Jesus, We speak shalom over every household. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. See you later. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your Spirit, which is your Holy Word. We welcome you into our heart, into our lives, into this service, into our homes, our city, and our nation. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read our scripture reading for today. It's going to be Psalm 35. There are 28 verses, so you have to catch up. Psalm 35. Let's read beginning from verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and be put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 6, let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause have they digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he had hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. Verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Somebody shout hallelujah. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Verse 17, Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I'll praise thee among much people. Somebody shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. Somebody shout hallelujah. I hope you understand what you're reading. If you don't, when you get home, spend time with it. Praise the Lord. You know, you can pass by and you talk to people, they smile at you, but as soon as you turn, their mouth is going like this. So that's God knows these things. And humans do it all the time. So that will not be your story. Praise the Lord. When you pass by, people will give thanks for your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. God's going to clean out all your enemies. Say, God, clean out all my enemies. Well, I say if you don't do that, you will not be able to rejoice. So I like to rejoice. So Lord, deal with them. Let them keep their sorrow and their sadness and their craziness. I'll take the good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. It amazes me. This is prayer King David was praying, and Apostle Paul said how to go through these things. So it doesn't change what generation. These things are there. So you must pray them for yourself. Somebody shout hallelujah. The same people he preached to, they just hated him for preaching Christ, and they fabricate stories on how they will kill him. May your enemies never win over you. May they never triumph over you and your household. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 20, for they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Hallelujah. Don't be too quiet. Make noise. Did you just read the scripture? You should be shouting. Hallelujah. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Keep your mouth praising the Lord and pray strong prayers. Say amen. Say amen. 21, yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eyes had seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Say amen. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Are there people like that here today? Say, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. You ought to be shouting hallelujah then. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Is that not the song we sang this morning? Be magnified, O Lord. How many times did he say you should say that? Continually. Let the Lord be magnified with heart pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Shout hallelujah. The more you magnify him, the more prosperity will look for you and come to you and stay with you. Say amen. 28, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. Rise with me as we pray. Father, we give you praise. We say, be magnified, O Lord. 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 Be glorified, O Lord. Be glorified, O Lord. Be glorified, O Lord. Be exalted, O Lord. Be exalted, O Lord. Be praised. We praise you, Almighty God. We thank you that you know all things. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing that man or demons or spirits will do or wickedness will do that you are not aware of. You are our loving Father, our darling God. We bless your holy name. Be glorified and be magnified. Who take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants, prosperity of our soul, of our spirit, of our health, of our family, of our finances, of everything that pertains to our lives. Father, we glorify your name. Be magnified. Can you magnify him with your own lips and be thankful and be grateful and say he is God and there is nothing he cannot do. Father, we've seen your hand move mightily upon our lives. We've seen you rescue us. You've taken us out of the miry clay and you have set our feet upon the rock Jesus. And upon this rock we have seen wonders. We have seen wonders. Where there is no way, you've made a way for us. Where there is no water, you provided water. Where there is no food, you provided food. Where there is no health, you provided health. Where there is no finance, you provided finance. Father, you are worthy of every praise. Worthy to be glorified. Worthy to be magnified. Worthy to be thanked. Father, we are thankful. We are thankful for all you have done for us. When we found ourselves in places where we think we cannot get out of, you got us out. You pulled us out. You pulled us out of that dirty, dark place, and you put us into your rock, Jesus. You put us upon a light. You are our light and our salvation, and you have brought our family through. Father, we give you praise. There is nothing our God cannot do. You are the champion of champions. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. Father, you have lifted us. You lift us up from that dark corner. And Lord, we are in your light and we remain in your light. We say, let there be continuous and perpetual light. We will continue to magnify your name, that your name will do that which you need to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you, God, that your word we read this morning has gone into our spirit. And Lord, you will defeat all our enemies. You will fight for us and you will give us the victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will never allow our enemies to triumph over us. You will never allow us to be ashamed. You have set us free from all shame and all sorrow. And Lord, we stay in the place of joy. We rejoice in you, O God, and we thank you for victory. Thank you for family that is going through one thing or the other. You're setting them free right now. You're setting every captive free. You're making them whole. You're healing their bodies, healing their emotions, healing their spirit, soul, restoring everything and putting order back into the family in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have been deceived, that deception, we cut it off in the mighty name of Jesus. They will only hear the voice of God. My sheep know my voice, and they hear my call, and they come at my call. May they hear your voice and come at your call. In the name of Jesus, and a stranger's voice they do not hear, draw them back to you. Anoint their hearings. Anoint their eyes to behold you. Ears to hear you. Mouth to speak of your glory. Hands to do your work. Blessings upon every part of their homes and our homes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say a big amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. Father, strengthen your people. Draw your children back to you. Time is running out. Draw the world back to you, Lord. May people come back to Jesus. May they come back in God. Savior, divine, save your people. Your word say all Israel shall be saved. We thank you for the salvation of all Israel. We thank you for you are a covenant-keeping God. Continue to remember your covenant you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Manifest your glory in the lives of your people. Manifest it in the nation of Israel. Manifest it in Canada. Manifest it in the United States of America. Manifest it in Nigeria. Manifest it in Senegal. Manifest it in Niger. Manifest it in Morovia. Touch your people in Liberia. Touch your people, Lord. Save these nations. Draw them to you, Lord. Save the islands of the seas. Draw the First Nations to you. Cause your people to know you, Lord. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, salvation come to that nation in the mighty name of Jesus. For Abraham's sake, you save Lot and his family. Lord, save your people, Lord. Save your people. Save your people. Abraham said 10. We say 1 is enough. Save your people, Lord. Save one. Save your people, Lord. Draw those nations back to you. All ungodly nation, idolatry nation, save them, Lord. Draw them back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise. We give you praise. I will begin to hear revivals, popping out everywhere. And Lord, save Winnipeg. Draw the people of this town to you, Lord, of this city to you, Lord. Draw Canadians back to you, Lord. Remove cold, lethargic spirit from them. Let the fire of God burn through this land. In the mighty name of Jesus, revival wells that have been stuffed, Lord, open them up. Let the fountain open again, and let the flood of your glory flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring peace to our nation, and let us become a peaceful nation again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel recession, we cancel the hand of the enemy, we cancel every work of darkness. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall rise in the name of Jesus from sea to sea, from coast to coast, from dominion to dominion. The blood of Jesus washes this land clean. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring your people, Lord. Bring them back on their knees. Bring your people back to prayer. Bring your people back to the word. Bring your people to praising you. And bring your people doing the righteous thing. Have mercy, O Lord, on every past sin. And cleanse this land with the precious blood of Jesus. Let the glory of God flow in this land. In Jesus' mighty name, pray now for your peace over everyone. Those that are sick, we declare them be healed, be restored, be made whole. The poor be rich, the lack have abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Somebody say, I'm healed, I'm restored, I'm made whole. Somebody say, I am rich, I am blessed. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am a child of the Most High God. And the Good Shepherd is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The oil of gladness is upon my head in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, be in this service. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, with healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, blessings, testimonies, the goodness of God. Bless Apostle, bless the pastoral team, bless the leadership, bless everyone who serve in this house, and bless their entire household, and bless me and our families. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.
It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's how we live. It is in him we live and move and have our being. And he is the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. But I want you to notice it says, man shall not live by what? Bread alone. It did not say man shall not live by bread. It says man shall not live by bread alone. So there is the part that is natural, that feeds us. But everything is not natural. You have to have the word of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If everything you're doing is about natural, 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 am I going to solve this? And all is on the natural mind and all of that, you will live a very difficult, defeated life. You have to have the word of God. Praise the Lord. Think about those words. Meditate on it. There is what this natural world can do, but you live in a very spiritual world. The Word of God says, it's not by might, nor is it by power, but by his spirit. You know, the enemy that we face is a very committed enemy. He doesn't waver. for millions, billions of years, whatever. He rebelled against God. Until this day, he's still rebelling. It's not changed. God creates the millennium. For 1,000 years, he's imprisoned. He's brought out of prison. He does exactly the same thing. It's not just rebellion. It is faith. The enemy believes to the very core of his being that he can win. That's the enemy you face. And you want to face him in your own strength, in your own ability, thinking he's going to quit. The Bible says he left Jesus for a season after Jesus said, "It is said." He said, "For a season." He went to recoup. And how am I going to get him? The enemy is always trying to find a way to get you. And your only place of security is in God. Hello? That's the only place of your security. Your security is not in your mind. What you think. You can be positive as much as positive as anybody can be and still lose out to the devil. You've got to be in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. I need to ask you a question. Why do you come to church? Think about that. You come to church because it's what you got to do. So it becomes a ritual. Why do you come? Because if it is about meeting with God, certainly you can meet with God at home too. Because God is everywhere present. So why do you come to church? Why do you give? Why do you pray? Why do you praise? Why do you worship? You think God is sitting down on a throne and saying, if they don't praise me, I'm going to feel bad today? Think that's why? He's just trying to make God feel good? Pat him on the shoulder and say, you did a good job. And then he say, yes, I did. Didn't I? I did a good job. You think that's why you praise? You give because God is broke. And if you don't give, God is going to go bankrupt. Is that why we give? You know, we do a lot of things without thinking about why we really do it. You need to break it down, because until you know why you're doing what you're doing, you can be deceived. Somebody will give you their suggestion of what you should think, and it will sound so good. Amazing. I was sharing on Friday during the prayer service about a clip I saw on YouTube. And this guy was saying, a preacher, I'm sure he's a well-to-do preacher, he was saying something like this. He was saying, the reason why there are no millionaires and billionaires in our church is because we're preaching foolish messages. So I said, oh, I'd like to hear this. And he said, you are sitting down there. This preacher, you're a millionaire or a billionaire. This preacher is preaching and saying, you're going to receive houses that you did not build. You're going to have vineyards that you did not plant. So what kind of foolish message is that? How can you're a millionaire and you're listening to this foolish message this guy is preaching? Why would you want to sit down there and listen to that nonsense message? It sounded very smart. Other than that's what the Word of God says. If everything you acquire is acquired by your strength and by your ability, you have not started operating in the miraculous movings of God. You've not come into a place of experiencing the God of the universe. He is still God. I may not be able to explain everything about him, but I can take him at face value and say, if this is what you said, so let it be. Amen. You're going to tell a Sarah who's 90 years old that she's going to have a baby. She's never had one, but she's going to have one. And you've been telling her this for the longest time. And this is going to really happen? How many 90-year-olds do we know that are busy having babies? But did God make it happen? He did. How many thick walls do you see collapsing, dropping down? Because people are busy walking around it for 7 days, and on the seventh day, they walked around it seven times, and then they shouted. And because they shouted, the mighty walls go down. How many people have you seen fed with five loaves and two fishes? God doesn't make sense to the natural mind. But too many times we live in the natural and we equate the doings of God from a very natural, humanistic perspective. God's mind is higher than your natural mind. Until you and I settle that matter, we'll walk around as mere men. Listen. We are stepping into interesting times. And you and I are going to encounter, please listen to me. There is an incarnation of God who became man, the man Jesus. Yes? There is going to be an incarnation, a representative of Satan, called the Antichrist. He's going to walk in our midst. But not only is that going to happen. Come on, listen. Demons are going to walk around in human flesh. I'm not talking about demon possessed. I'm talking about an alien spirit operating in natural form. You come into a time and a season where you're going to see evil manifestation and operating in power. And your so-called wimpish connection with God is not going to be able to counteract that and shut it down. You think I'm talking nonsense? You've not seen anything. We are at the end, we are right there, and things are about to hit the fan. And you and I need to come to a place where we have a sense of oneness with God. Recognize that I am the representation of God in the earth. You are the first alien here. You know that? You were born from above. You were not, if you were born again in the earth, you're not born again yet. You have to be born from above so that you can be an ambassador. Hello? And an ambassador represents his government. He doesn't represent himself. And child of God, God is calling you and I to come to that place where we recognize that I am here not about myself. I am here about the kingdom of God. If you don't recognize that, you're in trouble already. Let me say that again. If you don't recognize that and you think you're just here, you're in trouble. Part of why we come together, yes, is to fellowship one with another, but it's also so that we can be equipped, have an understanding of the times and the seasons and what it is that we ought to do. It is to come so that we can learn how to service each other. What is this called? It's called a service. Yes? It's a service. You know what this is other than call it temple? You know the other word is used for this place? It's a sanctuary. It's a place of protection. We come together to enhance and enforce the protection of God that is bestowed upon our lives. And I come to protect you. You come to protect me. I come to serve you. You come to serve me. We try to outdo each other in the service of the things of God so that as we step out, we are already trained to serve. We're already trained to protect each other. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. When we come for our own selfish goals and we're waiting for somebody to do something for us and we don't bring anything to the table, we set ourselves up for failure. So the Word of God says, don't neglect the assembling together of the saints. In a few days from now, people, young people are going to be opening their presents. And when they open them, some of these presents might need something called assembling. You assemble it. You put it together for function. It is put together for a function, for a purpose. That's what assembling means. Individually, they are whole by themselves, but they do not perform a function until they are assembled, put together. the vehicle that you are driving came through an assembly line. Everything that's happening here went through some kind of assembling for its purpose to be made manifest. God wants what he has put in you to be connected to what he's put into somebody else so that the image of himself is made manifest. The world will not see who Jesus is without the assembling together of every one of us. Hello? So if you're missing, the Jesus that we show to the world becomes challenged, disabled. Let's say you are the left foot and you are not attached. You're missing from action. We have a Jesus that looks perfectly okay, but is disabled because the left foot is missing. Hello? Let's say you are the right ear. There looks, you look at Jesus, he looks perfectly okay until he moves his hair and you see there's a missing ear. Where's the missing ear? Where's the missing ear? You. Out of place. God wants every one of us to come together so that the fullness of who Jesus is made manifest. A father was being disturbed by the young daughter, toddler. Every minute this child comes in there and he's trying to do business and he's doing his phone calls and putting things together, and this child keeps on coming and keeps on coming and keeps on coming. So he said to himself, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to generate a puzzle for her. So there was a magazine close by, and he ripped it all apart and says, if you can put this sheet back together, I will give you such and such, and I'll give you such much time, and blah, blah, blah. So she rushed out, went, and in a few minutes she was back. Everything together. He says, what did you do? How did you do that? He said, I saw what you were ripping apart, that there was a picture of Jesus on it. And the other side had the picture of the world. He said, so what does that mean? He said, when I put Jesus together, the world came back together. When I put Jesus together, the world came back together. That's how I did it. I just needed to put Jesus back together. The question I need to ask myself and ask you this morning is this. How are you doing in putting Jesus together? Are we walking in love to make sure that we're expressing the love of Jesus Christ? How are we doing at that? Because as we do that, our world will come together. The world of people will come together. Because we are pursuing doing the right thing by beholding him. But question, how can you put Jesus together if you don't know how Jesus looks? How? How can we be the church of Jesus Christ if we don't know what the church is supposed to be? How can I be my brother's keeper if I don't know what that means? These are real questions that we need to ask ourselves. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ was faced with a particular situation in Luke chapter 12. If you may go with me there. I have much to say to us, but limited time. In Luke 12, I'll take it up from verse 13. Luke 12 and verse 13. It says, "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" In essence, Jesus was trying, this guy was trying to get Jesus to do something, but Jesus knew what he was meant to do and what he was not meant to do. He knew what his assignment was and says, "Who made me a judge over such matters? That has nothing to do with me." And he says to the man and everyone there, "Take heed, be careful now, and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth." But what do we define as greatness? We define greatness as how much people have. This guy has to be a great person because he has so much. And the Lord says, not so. Why are these people fighting about an inheritance? Because they think the thing that they share is what causes them to be important. That's not what causes it. It's the blessing. The blessing on your life will produce what you need. People can come and take everything from you, but if you are blessed of the Lord, you still make it. Joseph's brothers are busy selling him and whatever else. They've spent all the money that they sold him for. But guess who is the blessed? Joseph. He's come from the pit to Potiphar's house, to the prison, and now to the palace. And he's running the whole of Egypt. And in a sense, running the then known world, because everybody was coming to him to get stuff. But he was the one who was sold away naked. It was what was inside of him and his commitment to protect that kept him in the flow of things. Do you know what you've got and what are you doing to protect it? It says, guard your heart, for out of this comes the issues of life. The flow out of life, it comes from the heart. What are you doing to protect your heart? Protecting your heart from covetousness, protecting your heart from bitterness, protecting your heart from unforgiveness, protecting your heart from every negativity out there. How well are you doing at that? How well are you doing at guarding that heart of yours? Because it's not what other people do that's going to determine the grace that flows out of your life. It is what you do in sustaining you. Oh, everybody can have a reason why they are hurt and why they should be upset and offended. But God's word says, hey, watch it. I will deal with the person who generates the offense, but you watch you. Be careful about that. Jesus says, that's none of my business. And be careful that you're not covetous and greedy. Because a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. So he's putting possession and abundance at a particular level and saying, that has nothing to do with your life. Your life is separate from that. That I can add to you, but your life has a totally different essence to it. It consists of something else. Are we together? To consist of means there are particular things that are part of that life. It's part of it. And abundance and plenty and all of that is not it. Don't ever make that it. I have so much money. That's not your life. That can be taken away and you still have life. Hello? But what is it that we do most of the time? We associate our lives with stuff. We define people based on stuff. We measure people based on stuff. We commit people based on stuff. And God is saying, not so. Things are things. You are you. Amen? You are you. And you have an essence. And that essence comes from me. I am your light. I am the one who lights everyone that comes into the world. You have to, first of all, make certain that the real you is kept strong and whole. Stop pursuing after stuff. It has nothing to do with your life. Feed yourself with the word of God. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. You live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When last did you hear the word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God, either directly from him or through a minister of the word of God? Are you hearing what God is saying? While I'm talking right now, there are some people that are in La La Land. You're thinking about what they're going to eat for lunch. Be present. If you want to have the presence of God, be present when the word of God is being declared so that you can operate in the fullness of what God has for you as an individual. It is not the stuff that we're pursuing after. Trying to define ourselves and make ourselves important based on whatever it is that we wear, whatever it is that we drive, whatever house we're living in. Your life is more than that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man, notice he said, the man was rich, brought forth plentifully. The rich man's land produced a great bumper crop. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. I have this big harvest, but the platform that I'm working with, the system that I'm working with, is not able to handle it. My barn is not big enough. I am really blessed. Watch this. He's a rich man. He's really blessed. And he has problems now storing what he's got. I would think this guy must be a believer. The Bible says he was a certain rich man. And he said, okay, I know what to do. This will I do. I will pull down my barns. So he had quite a few barns. And build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, watch this key. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. In other words, retire. You've hit the mother load. Retire. You've got more than enough now. Just sit down, eat, drink, and be merry. After all, doesn't the word of God say that we can do that? It says life. Enjoy it. Eat. Ecclesiastes tells us that. He says, but God said unto him, notice, he said to himself. So he was just thinking it. Come on. He was just thinking it. He was not walking around verbalizing, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to build this, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. No. He was just thinking it. And God responded to his thoughts. Your thoughts can be as loud as your mouth before God. Hello? God says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? You've provided it. You've worked hard. The crop is here. You're going to build like you planned this and... But let me ask you a question. If you die today, what was all that about? You built your whole life about stuff. But you've not built your life about the God whom you came from. I have to do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs. Everything is about this, that. Running through life like a hamster. If I don't do it for myself, who's going to do it? I got to be a self-made man. Keep on until you self-make yourself to death. Because you've not learned the powerful key of trusting God, that God can multiply your seed sown, that God can cause your 5 loaves and your 2 fishes to minister and touch every need, every area that you have concern about. Remember many years ago, we had some roof issues here. And we needed to get some kind of a specialized paint that had fiber in it, kind of a thing. I said to the Lord, we don't have the money. How are we going to do this? And he said, go to Buron Laba. It doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. So I went to Buron Laba. I said, I'm looking for something like this. He said, oh, I got, I think he said he had about 12 cans and or gallons. And whatever it is that he had will be able to cover approximately about 12 by 20 something feet. And we got a big roof. So I brought it. And the stuff that was supposed to cover just a little bit of space covered the whole roof. I needed, based on the estimate on the drum or whatever it is, we needed maybe about 40 or 50 gallons. Or 50 containers, rather. And I had only about 10 or 12. They're supposed to cover a small area. And it covered the whole thing. And I remember one of the sons in the house saying, I think it was the cold or maybe it was the heat, and that's why. So I said, we had another segment of the roof that we had not touched. So we got a very small area, just over the office area. We got maybe, I found another 20 gallons somewhere. To paint that small area, it didn't even do half of the area. Are you with me? God made the little that we had to cover everything, but to show to us that he was the one who was busy, engaged in doing this, he showed us, now that you have more, let's see what you can do with it. Nothing. That's God for you. You think you don't have enough, but God says, you have more than enough. When you get me involved in it, I still turn water into wine. And I still take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and I feed the multitude. Don't worry about it. What is your heart like? The word of God says, he says, where tonight you're going to die. And what are you going to do? All this stuff that you have left here, who's going to use it? How many people have worked so hard? I've seen it happen too many times. Worked so hard. Saved so much. Thought, now I'm going to retire and I'm going to enjoy life. And within weeks, they're dead. Some died before their retirement date. But they have all of this stuff. And guess what? The children start fighting. And lawyers get all the money. And they're left with nothing. So what was all of that gathering for? We gathered. God is not saying don't gather. But he's saying to us, listen, have your priorities right. There are people, maybe even seated here today, that will not give a dime to God. If at the end of the year they've given $100, wow, that's a big year. That's a big year. I gave $100. Oh, shoot, glory be to God, I gave $100. But they'll go to McDonald's and they will spend $100. Say, no, nobody goes to McDonald's to spend $100. Oh, yeah, people, have you gone there recently? Just go. Buy some burgers and a drink and fries, and you see that's $20. Like that. So let's say you have a family of five. $100 is gone. Hello? But you came to church, you heard the word of life, and you gave a tunny to God. We can hear the sound of it. Hallelujah. Noisemaker. Glory be to God. But that's how people are. They won't give to God. But Beyonce is coming to town. The ticket is $500. Oh yeah, let's go see Beyonce. Beyonce with her hive. It's using your money, the money that God gave to you, to do crazy stuff out there, and you supported her. But you didn't give to God. Oh, it's what on earth is your priority? What's important here? This man built everything. And the word of God says, a person who is focused on themselves and stuff and have no connection to God, he says, that person that God said, today you're going to die, and whose are all of these going to be for? He says in verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Say it with me. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Wow. So you're rich towards yourself and the eyes of the world, but not rich towards God. God says, there's something about you being rich towards me. And the way to become rich towards God, he begins to explain to us. He says to his disciples, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Your life is more than your food, and your body more than the clothes you put on. He says, consider the ravens. That's weird. Ravens are unclean, unclean birds. But that's where it starts. He says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. I thought sowing and reaping is so important. He says, listen, it's not about the principles, it's about your relationship. It says, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. I take care even of the unclean birds. I take care of even the wicked. My rain pours on everybody. My sun shines on everybody. Because I'm a God who loves. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit? That's 18 inches. Well, maybe some ladies might try and some nice 18-inch heels. Let's see how far you're going to walk. If you then be not able to do that thing which is least, that's easy. God saying, it's easy for me to make you 18 inches taller. Just like that. Just because I said, 18 inches more, I add 18 inches to you. Boom, you'll be there. And if the cops and the military people are looking for a 6-foot person, they will not mind you because now you are 7 feet, 6 inches tall. No, it can't be him. It's not him. The person we're looking for is 6 foot tall. That guy is 7. God can do anything. That's basically what he's saying to you. So that's the least. So if you can't even do that, what are you worrying about? If you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take you thought for the rest? Why are you worrying about the rest of the stuff? Why take you thought for the rest? Ah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be what? Added unto you. He says, why are you worrying about the stuff that I'm going to add to you? That's basically what he's saying. Why are you fretting about that? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? You're worrying about this. He says, you just reduce your faith to little. He says, seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of what? Doubtful mind. Basically, God is saying to us that the reason why we are focused on ourselves is because we are doubtful people. And a double-minded person, which is a doubtful person, should not think that God will do anything for him. God wants us to kill the spirit of doubt, that spirit of me, myself, and I, what can I grab? What can I get? He says, kill it, kill it, kill it. Because you're limiting my capacity to bless you. He says, for all these things do the nations, the heathen of the world, seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. It's not that God doesn't know that you need the drink, the shelter, clothing, the whatever. He says, I know you need it. But don't pursue after that. First thing, seek me. Pursue after me. Know my word. Know true worship. Know true adoration. Seek first the kingdom of God, the purposes of God, and I'm going to add all of these things to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. I want to give you kingdom. Modern stuff. Get your priorities right. Yes, do your 9-to-5 job and whatever else. Start your business and so on and so forth. But seek the purposes of God first. And this is how serious it is in the mind of God. Because now he says, even if you don't have anything, he says, sell whatever it is you've got and give. Huh? I'm struggling. You want me to go sell whatever little that I have and give? Yeah, he says, sell that ye have and give alms. Why? Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. A treasure, provide for yourself a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupted. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Watch this. God is saying, you are busy trying to do stuff in here. There are thieves that are going to steal it. There's corruption that's going to come on it. He says, I tell you what you need to do. Focus on putting your treasures in the rightful place. Because the problem is, where your treasure is, your heart is going to be there also. So if the thief steals the treasure and corrupts the treasure, and your heart is there, then your heart is stealable and corruptible. Do we understand? Oh, I'm going to pray it away. I'm going to rebuke the devil. No. It does not work that way. If you've not learned the Spirit of God, that God is a giver, then you will be deceived. And may I say to you right this very moment, hear me loud and clear. The Bible says the love of many shall what? Wax what? Cold. The love of a few? Many. Many. Let's go back to the previous verse, 34. Let's see what 34 says again. No, 33 rather. Here. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which what? Wax not old. Just put a C in front of that and you got which wax not cold. If you're not a giver, you are destined to be corrupted. Your heart is going to be stolen. And I can guarantee you, when issues face the world, you are not going to be a Christian. If you've not learned how to give and surrender yourself, now, you are not going to continue in faith. Think you give? Just because you were asked to? No, you give in to set up your heart in the right place where the enemy cannot reach. Amen? Amen. It's not just, I was praying. There are people that have prayed more than you that have fallen. But it's not easy when you've invested in the kingdom of God for you to turn your face away from that which you have invested in. Because your treasure is there. The first thing that happens when the enemy's gotten you is that he will, rather than you increasing in your giving, you get diminished in your giving. And he'll give you all kinds of reasons why you cannot give at that level. If I tell you where God has taken me to in my giving, on the minimum for every day, there's a certain amount. On the average, there's a certain amount that must be assigned to my name. Huh? Minimum. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. That must be given to God and the purposes of God to impact the lives of people. You will not believe it. But what has it done for me? Every time God has stretched me to go there and I'm crying, I'm saying, God, I don't even earn that amount. How am I going to do that? Okay, I'm going to believe you. I can. Huh? Because he knows how to funnel it. You should have a minimum that you are sowing into the things of God on a daily basis, just as much as you eat every day. Huh? If you eat every day, you should give every day. You are sowing into the treasures of God, into a place that will not was, you know, because you see, help me, Lord. Huh? Where did our time go? Go back, go back. Wow. God is calling you and I to a place where our hearts cannot be stolen or corrupted. Every one of us can come to that place. Amen? We need to be rich toward God. Someone say, I will be rich toward God. God will look at me and God is going to say, that's a rich man. That's a rich man. That's a rich man. Come on, rich man. Come, 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 come. Rich man. You're rich because you're a giver. You're not about yourself. Me, myself, and I. And the blessings, the word of God says, will pursue after you and overtake you. When you first are seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where's your treasure, child of God? It is where your heart is. Most banks today will tell you how you spent your money. Every month, they will tell you. Go check it and see where what's most important to you. Even on your phone, it will tell you how much screen time you had that week. Compare it with how much time you've spent with God. Learn as a son and a daughter of God to not let any hour go past without you just reflecting on the Lord. Say, thank you, Father. It's not that you prayed for 50 minutes. Your prayer may have been 2 minutes, but you pray in every hour. Say, God, how am I going to be able to do that? If you need to start with your alarm clock, start with the alarm clock. Let the alarm clock go off every hour and say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for life. What do you have to say to me today? I don't know how you do it. You might get to the place where it's on the hour without you knowing. And God will bring it, trigger it, and you are sowing. You're giving into treasures. Your heart is with the Father. Hallelujah. Are we together? I pray that you heard what was being shared this morning. I may continue tonight. I may not. I may continue next week. I don't know. But I do know this much, that I've not gotten to the deeper levels of what I need to talk to you about today. But whatever it is that we've shared so far, it's enough. One word to the wise is enough. And simply said, what has been said so far is this. Get your priorities right. Recognize that stuff and things is not what defines you. God defines you. Learn this, that you need to invest in the things of God. Make God priority. Seek first the kingdom of God. It says, when you seek the kingdom of God, I will give you the kingdom. I'll give you the kingdom. I'll open up things for you. He says, if you think you don't have, sell something and give. Come on. That must be very important to God. Because that's the character of God. God so loved that he what? Gave. Your love is demonstrated in your giving. What's important to you is demonstrated by what you give to and give into. Make your time qualitative. One of the things that we do in this house is when we first come, one of the first things we do, if you don't know, is that we bring an offering to the Lord. Plays two roles. Number one is saying, God, I'm so thankful that I'm here. You don't bring some silly amount to God. You give God that which means something to you. You come giving a sacrifice of praise, an expression of thanksgiving. God, I release this to you. And you position yourself to hear God. Amen? You know, in life, those that don't misrepresent what I'm about to say, I'm just using an illustration. Let's say we go out to the games, a fight, or whatever. There are those who are ringside, yeah? And there are some people who are the nosebleed, the people in the nosebleed section over there. They hardly see what's going on there. When you come to God, you want to be at the ringside with God and see where the action is taking place. It won't be way over there. But being at the ringside is not about the amount. It's about the sacrifice. So there was a woman with two mites. And Jesus was at the ringside and saw it and said, this woman gave more than everybody else because she gave everything. God is calling you to have that kind of a mind where you're totally surrendered to him, not just in the giving of your money, the giving of your time. I noticed something as a rabbi during this last meeting that we had. The common factor that I saw, 90-something percent, was that the people that God called by name and brought up were people, are you ready for this? That were busy serving in the house or are giving in the house in a very serious, committed way. Those are the people God called. Called one and called two, called three. Wait a minute, what's the pattern happening here? And I could see it. God is about to call you next. Qualify yourself. Hallelujah. Qualify yourself. Rise with me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now he sets me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now he sets me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now he sets me free. Lord, you went all the way. You went all the way. All the way, all the way. And because you did, we are set free. Lord, you said also to us that if we're to follow you, that we should also take up our cross and follow. Father, we call out to you and we say, Mighty God, do with us great and mighty things. Help us, O God, to have our priorities right. Help us, O God, to be people of faith. People, O God, that believe. People who continue in faith, continue in the truth of your word. Whatever it is, Father, that needs to happen to bring us to that place where we are undoubtedly a people of faith, a people, O God, who are committed to the things of the kingdom. Father, help us in your loving kindness and your tender mercies to be that. That we may be rich towards God, towards you, Father. That is our heart's cry. Help us to be that, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, mighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Is the worship team able to sing that song that they're playing? You know what that song is? Playing and singing that song. I want you to now begin to release that special seed of faith that signifies your surrender to the will and to the word of God. Just come and release it unto the Lord. And if you need communion, just wave your hand. I know we're all standing, and the ushers will get to you. We know the words. To receive all you have for us. Help us, Father. Holy Spirit, help us. Lord Jesus, help us to become daily more and more like you, our God. More than we have experienced, more than we know, more than we've even hoped for, do exceedingly far beyond, until we fully represent you, our Lord and our God, in every way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. This is the body of the Lord. Take and eat, and may his divine purpose be fulfilled in every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, take and eat.
Of this cup of blessing this morning. May the boundary of blood of Jesus remain intact in your life and in your family.
Hallelujah.
May you be protected from all evil. Amen. May death not touch you.
Amen.
May sickness not touch you.
Amen.
May sorrow not touch you.
Amen.
May pain not touch you.
Amen.
May his precious blood speak for you.
Amen.
Speak divine health.
Amen.
Speak joy.
Amen.
Speak peace.
Amen.
Speak victory.
Amen.
Speak success.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a joy serving you this morning. May the Lord be all things to you. Amen. As I said earlier today, we are going to have these 8 blessings available to you this morning. Remember what I said? I would like for you to seed something into that which we are handing over to you today, so that there's an investment in it, so you can tap the blessings out of it. Amen? So there's no set amount. It's just trusting you to do what you need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Mom and I will, at the end, go out to the front and we'll give it to you out there and just trust you to give whatever it is that you need to give into the containers here or whatever way you want to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Awesome. Well, we'll dismiss from ourselves from those that are on YouTube and Facebook at this time while we turn our attentions to those that are on Zoom.